7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
But like when a deer gets shot by a bow or a gun, you're like, ah, something bit me.
No, I haven't.
You think we suck at everything? Don't tell us that. All right, I'm gonna lock it in. Yeah. So
sounds like it.
Might cut all that out. All right, you guys, what's up? Another episode. I have a little treat for you guys. Most of you guys may not know him, but I know him, so that's all that matters. I have one of my new roommates, my only roommate now, Michael Jermaine Uki Ebron. Dude, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Dude, it's glad to have you on here, man. I've wanted to do an episode with you for a couple weeks now. I think we have some similarities, definitely a ton of differences, but I wanted to have you. But no, dude, I'm glad to have you on here, man.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, dude, how is your week going so far?
Week has been phenomenal so far, man. It's been really good. Really good. Work's been pretty consistent. Got things together to go back to school this week.
Shout out to
ECPI.
All right.
Word. might have a new job opportunity soon. So,
well, no. What's the job? Let's hear it. You want to speak on it?
I kind of don't want to speak on it because I might not get it. But no. T-Mobile. So hopefully they'll be making the right decision and adding some good employment to their business.
Dude, if I can be honest, I don't know anyone that has T-Mobile.
I got T-Mobile. What
you
talking about?
You have T-Mobile? Okay.
I had T-Mobile for like 10 years, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got...
just bought Sprint.
Well, Squad. I'm on the Sprint network, actually.
Oh, no,
I've
Sprint.
I've actually got Virgin Mobile. It sounds whack, but I've had them for literally probably 9 years, and I've had no issues with them. I love it.
Still a virgin, huh?
Still a virgin. Shooting blanks as well. But Jermaine is my roommate. We did meet through one of our other friends, my other roommate, Ben. He was actually on one of the older episodes. It was called, like, a Cherokee or something, because even though he's not a Cherokee Indian, he's a Malayalam Indian. Not that kind of Indian. Not a, you know, bow and arrow Indian.
Not no red dot Indian.
Yeah. Jermaine and I, we met through him. I think we only met, what, like, twice before we... What's so funny?
Nothing, keep going.
I think we only met twice before... I think we only met twice before we lived together, am I right? Two or three times.
I think only once.
Yeah.
I think only once.
All right.
Because one time you weren't present when I came by, I think.
Well, when did we meet? Did we meet at the fight? Were you there at the fights?
What fight?
The Mayweather-McGregor fight? So we had a ton of people at the house.
Yeah, I was here that night.
You were.
Oh, were you here? That was the first time. You weren't here that night.
Yes, I was here.
Were
that
you?
Night. Yes, I put that thing on.
Cool, we met twice.
But at first, I didn't really know how it was going to be living with someone that I didn't know. I mean, like, college, that's kind of what it's all about. You know, you live with people that you don't know, and it is what it is. But, you know, I'm an adult now, and I was like, I'm living with this guy. I literally had no idea who he was. But
sleepover.
I think it's been solid so far. I mean, we've been here for how long? We've been living together?
Six months.
How long have we been
living
together?
6 months and some change. June 1st.
In the same bed together?
Same bed?
What?
Oh, that's something new.
But
is that like right now?
How has it been going for you, living with me together?
It's actually been a lot better than expected. Coming up, I never saw myself with a roommate. Never really wanted a roommate. I mean, of course, through college.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's just who I am, you know. As you can see, I'm an introvert. So, never really pictured having a roommate, but it's definitely the best experience I've had so far.
I kind of wish Ben was here, like, living with us.
I don't like Ben.
Yeah, you do. He's not going to listen to it. He'll only listen to like one or two. No, dude, I think it has been legitimately good. I mean, you're an introverted extrovert, I think, if I can put that. You say you're an introvert. You say that, right?
Yeah.
But I think you're an introverted extrovert because I think I want you to be an extrovert because, like, you'll be sitting in your room playing games.
And I do.
I'm like, hey, man, what's up? Let me tell you about this. I'm trying to get you to, like, come out and actually just watch TV with me, but...
Just say that!
But it really has been a good time. We work out together occasionally. Mm-hmm. Mostly lately, I've been going to the MMA gym lately, and he goes to Gold's Gym where... I'm a member of, but I haven't been going lately for the past, like, 2 months because I go to the MMA gym. But, mm-hmm. work out together. We live together. We send memes to each other.
Yo.
But, other than that, I think it's been good. Is there anything? Yeah. Is there been anything that's been shaky for you?
Nah.
Something that made you uncomfortable?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, everything's been, it's been smooth. It's been smooth. Wouldn't have had it any other way.
All right, I'll take that. By the way, for the people that don't know, my voice doesn't normally sound like this. Right now, it sounds like a horse that's been kicked in the mouth. But I don't normally sound like this. I've been sick for the past, I don't know, a couple days, and it's really wearing on me. Like, all I want to do is go to sleep and not go to work. But I got to go to work because I can't take off PTO because I'm going to Wisconsin next week. For the people who don't know, I'm going out to see my buddy Billy. I'm going to a UFC fight on Saturday, so next Saturday. It's going to be dope. I'm super excited for that. But going to hang out with my buddy Billy. And I can't take off any other PTO because I'm taking off 3 work days for that, which will be super dope. So hopefully y'all can see me on TV. Probably not because we got kind of high up seats. But it's all good. But Jermaine, I know you told me what you do for work. Tell everyone what you do in the world of hip hop. How are you related to it?
Oh man. So I mean, hip hop's in my blood. It's in the culture. But me personally, I do some Christian hip hop. I do some solo work, and then there's 2 ministries that I'm a part of. Well, one has disbanded recently, but one that I'm still a part of. So if anybody is interested, SL4G, Switching Lanes for God, you can find us on Instagram or on Twitter, just Switching Lanes 4G, the number 4 and then G.
Gang sign.
That's, yeah. So you find some really, really dope music. We've got some things that are published on Apple Music, Google Play, album Rhythm of Heaven, No Breaks, various mixtapes that we've put out over the last 3 years. My other ministry, that I'm a part of is Truth Be Told. Shout out to Key Harris and Darius James, and Clef.
Why Clef?
Nah, not Why Clef. Clef the producer. But we've got one album, Transparency, that came out a couple years ago. And then we have another piece that's in the work. It's not titled yet, but there should be more information on that to go out. But yeah, man, just using the gifts God gave me to glorify the Father, so.
Yo, now that you're live, can you spit something?
Can I?
Will you?
Is that really what you want?
I want you to.
okay.
Real quick, like 15, all right. Less than 15
seconds. All right, it's going to be real Christian-y, though. Like, right. Really, really Christian-y. So it goes, it's like. Yo, but everybody hating on Jesus, trying to go hard acting like they don't need him, but little do they know, if it wasn't for breath that was lining their lungs, there's no way they'd be breathing. So yes, I'm a heathen in a new season. Sin had me like a hairline that was slowly receding, but Jesus came in and he pressed on my heart, and just like a false law, life with new meaning. Man, what are you doing? Nothing's congruent. Satan's on attack because he know that he blew it. This life is so fluent. I serve as a student to the master who took all my ruins. Always keep room for improvement, even though I stand on the top with the fewest. This knowledge is power. They want that Confucius prostitution, just like there was Judas. Open recruitment for those with the truest. Got nines in their cage just for the canines in my unit. What's up?
Hey. Shout out to all 300 people that are gonna listen.
Word.
That's awesome, man. That was good.
I appreciate it.
Yo,
I was not prepared.
That was a solid C minus, bro.
Well, dang.
I'm just kidding, bro. No, that was actually really good, dude. My brother is going to love that. I told my brother you like Christian hip hop. My brother, you met my brother, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, people that don't know, Jermaine came on, I was going to say Christmas, but he came for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
He was the only black in the room.
Yep, only black guy. And you know how racist, man, they wouldn't even let me play the game. They wouldn't even let me play Family Feud with them. I asked, I begged, and they said nah.
See, you and I are both the black sheep of that family because I wasn't even playing either. No, Thanksgiving was a good time. It was good. I'm definitely glad you got to come out.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you did, though, because I invited Ben last year, and he's like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to come. And then you said, yeah, 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 I'm going to come, and you were like 2.5 hours late.
Time out. I was late, but I had a valid reason. I had to work that morning, and then my high school, we do an annual flag football game for our coach that passed the leukemia. So I had to go to that. Then I had to come all the way home and shower. Then I had to go all the way back over to the West End to meet up with you guys.
Yeah. So you're 2.5 hours.
It's not like I didn't give you a heads up, though.
No, you didn't. I appreciate it. But before I get off track, I want to ask you a little bit more about hip-hop.
What's up?
What does hip-hop mean to you?
Mm.
That's a tough one. It's a loaded question.
I've never been asked that question. Probably the biggest way, and it's going to sound like a cliche answer, but it's freedom. There's so many different ways to express yourself. I know we live in a culture where, like, this is hot one time, this is hot another time, and then seasons and eras change. But it's so much free. It's like you can literally talk about you cheating on your wife and nobody will judge you because it's a hot song. Like, it's but it's not that I'm cheating on my wife, but it's just a good way to, you know, to one, meet people where there are. To touch people's emotions. It's things that people can't say or can't convey, but that music, that they can relate to with music. So it's just a freeing aspect.
I don't do hip hop, but I definitely love the aspect of hip hop, and I love the culture, and I love old school hip hop. I could definitely say that I love some hip hop. I think I know a lot. I want to say that I like more hip hop than you do. Just throwing that out there.
Wow.
No, it's not. No, I definitely know a ton of music. Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to throw that out there. I don't want to look like no punk.
Despacito.
But hip hop is not. I can't say that it has changed my life or anything. But it definitely, I can relate to it on a deeper level when I want it to be. Sounds crazy, but when I want it to be light, it can be light. When I want it to be dark, it can be dark.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whenever I want to, you know, get ready to go fight, listen to probably some Eminem, you know? By the way, who do you think is greatest rapper of all time?
Greatest artist or rapper?
Artist and then rapper.
Artist, I gotta say Drake, just because of how versatile he is. Man. Yeah, no, I'll stick with Drake. I'll stick with Drake. As a complete artist, yeah, Drake. As far as rapper...
So you're a wacky one, so go ahead. If you say some wacky...
I can say...
You're gonna get a meat hook.
it's debatable between a few. If I have to pick one, I'll say Eminem. Lil Wayne is a close second.
He's a close 30th.
A close second.
Nah.
Lil Wayne can rap his tail off. Not necessarily artist, but he can rap his tail off.
Yeah, but he raps about nothing.
Doesn't matter. He can rap. That's why I asked, artist or rapper?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne's not even in my top 10.
You are tripping.
I'm not.
You are tripping. Of artists or rappers? He's not in my top. Well, nah, yeah, he is in my top 10. And I'm not even a Wayne fan, but you gotta give respect where it's due. Wayne's a beast.
Right, he's in my top 20.
You are tripping. You are tripping. No,
I've never brought that up in conversation of who I think is the greatest of all time. That doesn't even come up in any conversation. How do you think it does, though? His content, whack.
You are tripping.
How?
Look, Lil Wayne has explained more ways to...
bust nuts?
Yes, and eat out women than anybody. I mean, look, Lil Wayne can put words together like...
I put the biscuit on the patty.
And if it's like, yeah. And if you want beef, I'll put the biscuit on the patty. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, my favorite song from him is...
No Ceilings.
A Millie.
A Millie was good, but it got played out
real quick. Yeah, but the beat is heavy, though.
Mr. Carter? Mr. Carter was dope.
Yeah, it's all right.
What? Oh, man. I can't with you.
Well, my favorite, thanks for asking, is...
Tech N9ne?
My favorite lyric, I don't know, it's tough because Eminem and Tech N9ne are my two favorites. And it's like, I love Tech N9ne's content. I like how his wordplay is ferocious. I think his wordplay is different than anyone else's.
Yeah.
But anything that Eminem does, no, not anything. Most of what Eminem does is far surpass most people. I think he's on a different level.
I can agree.
That's my opinion, but... So, do you see yourself going any further with shows like hip-hop? Do you want to get bigger? Do you want to get smaller, reach local shows?
You know, that's a good question, man, and I think about that a lot. I did at one point. I always wanted to have a bigger platform. I love performing more than I love making music. I don't know. At this point in life, going back to school, trying to finish college, things like that, got married. I don't know. I'm all for it. I'm not against it. But especially in the genre and in the lane that I'm in, it's the odds are kind of against you to begin with.
Christian hip-hop.
Yeah, Christian hip-hop. And I'm not... one that'll really water down content. I mean, I give what the Lord gives me, and society doesn't necessarily want that. But, you know, as long as God gets the glory, man, and as long as my heart is correct, I'm all for it wherever he wants to take me. I want a bigger platform. I want to reach new people, more people. I love having the opportunity to perform. But if this is all that I'm giving the steward, then it is what it is.
Would you do, let's say, hypothetically, someone reached out to you and was like, yo, I want you to do a show in front of, like, 30,000. Would you do it?
Heck yeah. Heck yes.
No doubt.
Heck yes.
Bro, I get a question asked all the time. If Dana White from the UFC calls you tomorrow, would you fight? I'm like, absolutely. I'm going to give him my best. And, yeah, I'll probably get cleaned up and knocked out, but would I go out there? Heck yeah. I love being in front of people, man. I love talking in front of people. Man, I would love to do that. The biggest show I had was in Reno. It was called Ultimate Reno Combat. At the time, it was the biggest amateur MMA show in the United States. It was big. And I got cleaned up. I didn't get knocked out, but I should have been. I got my nose busted. But I would absolutely love to do that. That'd be great. Speaking of MMA... I definitely don't see myself becoming a pro. I think mentally I could. I don't think that I'm too late in the game. So this is my second time around for the people that don't know. And I don't think I'm too late in the game. I am 31.
30.
I feel old, by the way. But I don't know. I just don't know if it's in my future. I definitely can see myself fighting in front of people. And I love it because I always want to fight. But I don't know. I don't know if I'd ever see myself going pro and hitting the big time. I think it might just be too late.
There's like 40-year-old fighters that still fight professionally, though. So why wouldn't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but they I ain't that good.
You know, you don't want to be 50. You don't want to be Chuck Liddell or anything. But
no, he's got to knock clean out.
You know,
but
you can make a run.
Hell yeah. I'm coming for the title, baby.
Early 30s. You know, you got time, man.
I'm coming for the title. Everyone's getting hit. Speaking of getting hit, so I need to tell a story real quick. So I work at a bar in North Chesterfield at a Hispanic bar / club. And this bar is pretty hood. It's pretty thug. It's not the typical, when you think of thug, what type of work comes to your mind?
Ghetto.
Yeah. But this is like Hispanic ghetto. So... I'm there, I do security, just break up fights, keep the peace, hang out, and there's occasionally some fights. So I texted Jermaine. I was like, hey, come through. You know, I'll get you a drink. Come through. Hang out. It'll be cool. And this night, out of all nights, was probably the craziest night I've ever had. There's been some crazy ones. Like, I always told you stories like, yeah, man, I'd throw this little amigo out and throw this little cholo out, this dude, and blah, blah, blah. But, yo, give me your perspective.
First of all, I should have stayed home. I don't want no problems and no trouble. So, I get there, and everything's cool. You know, it was my second time being up there.
Well, your first time.
My first time going inside, yeah. But my second time coming up. And, you know, everything's cool. Music playing, guys playing pool or shooting pool. Dan was able to get the bartender. She got me a drink. That's a little Jack and Coke. So we are, well, it's kind of hard to describe the place, but I'm about maybe
5'2".
What?
Oh, you weren't going to say.
That's not, what? About 5'6". Anyways. I'm about maybe 20, 25 feet from the door. I didn't stray too far into the bar. And everything's cool, sipping the drink. And I hear a whistle. And what was it? Yeah, I think Mike had whistled or whatever. And, you know, guys getting in each other's face. Nothing breaks out yet. So Dan goes over and not 15 seconds later, these guys start rumbling. Get into it. Couple of the guys try to either break it up or jump in. It's hard to tell, but they going at it. They knock into the guys playing pool.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, they like messed that whole game up. So they knock into the table. They end up on the floor, and you were in the middle of that trying to get it broken up. You weren't too successful, but
bro, from my perspective, or from what I remember, there's so many fights and a lot of them like seem to come like together, like sometimes I mix up stories, but I remember like one guy on the ground and like five people trying to get him up or fight him.
Yeah,
my boss, not my security, my actual boss, like jumped over the counter. Lewis, did you meet him? Mm-hmm. Not Lewis, but Carlos, our other boss.
I don't know.
Well, yeah. But he jumped over the counter and like, we tried getting this guy up and like, I don't remember knocking into the pool table, but it got buck. It was crazy, bro.
Yeah. So you guys defused that, got the guys outside, and that died down, but not 5 minutes later.
No, not even.
As soon as you guys, like, I remember you walked in and you were like, see, you thought I was joking. And I was like, nah, I believed you. And you were getting ready to walk to the door. I don't know if you were getting ready to check outside or whatever. But out the corner of my left eye, there's a guy who's just posted up at the bar, arms crossed, him and his boy. He had a red shirt on. Some other guy just walked up. He didn't say nothing. He just just cleaned him. And fight number two, just out of nowhere. And you were a little more successful in breaking that one up.
I vaguely remember that. I remember, like, I was standing, yeah, probably coming inside or standing at the door. And this dude literally just walked up and he's just like, bam, bam. I was like, whoa, like, what's going on?
Yeah, and no warning sign, nothing. Didn't say a word, didn't hand gesture, nothing. Just swung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And then there was a third fight that night. There was a third fight at the night, but I don't remember it, but I know there was a third fight that night. Normally, there's not three fights. There's always one or two a weekend, no doubt. Like, Sunday, I was going outside to just, you know, get some fresh air, and two guys are on the ground just rumbling. I was like, all right. And then I go to, like, one of the guys. One of the guys is part of the Three Amigos. I call them Three Amigos because there's two brothers or guys that are brothers, and then there's a cousin, but they always come in together, so Three Amigos, and they always come in and fight. One of them always gets way too drunk, The other one is almost seems like they're goon, like they're enforcer. And then like the third one, he's the most calm one. He's never drunk. He always has just like one or two beers, but they're all super, I mean, they're family. They're little family, so they're all mad protective over another one. But anyways, one of the three amigos, he was outside fighting, and I was like, oh, cool. Like, honestly, there's like an unwritten rule at our bar. Like, if they're outside, we'll let them fight. If they're inside, we can't let them fight no matter what. Like, we'll try to stop it at all times. But he was outside, and he was like, you know, punching this dude on the ground. And then after a minute or two, we're like, all right. And then he got up and he tried swinging at one of the guy who does karaoke. You know the guy that does karaoke? You ever see him?
Oh, no. Is it the cat that used to wear the hat? Was he there that night with the lady in the black dress? No. Older dude?
No.
Okay. No, I don't know.
But he tried swinging at him. I have no idea what it was for. And then he got tuned up, not by myself, not by my buddy Mike, but another security guard. Louis. Let's leave his name out, but he ain't gonna listen to it. He tuned him up because it's like, I guess they're not actual family, but it's closest family anyways. So he like literally body slammed him, punched him, maybe kicked him once or twice. And then the dude said in Spanish, which I didn't understand, but they told me later, he said that he was gonna get a couple of his friends and come back. And I was like, and then he was pointing at me, and then he's like, something, Espanol. I was like, no, I don't speak Spanish. So, but he was like, pointing at me. I was like, man, I had no part of this. Like, but, no, it was crazy.
Became an accomplice.
I know, seriously. He's like, yo, this is all your fault. I'm like, no, bro. But it definitely is crazy. Should I tell my fight story from this last weekend, or should I leave it out?
No, you might as well tell him.
All right. Yeah. So, I was at the bar, and I'm the door guy. I check people. I search everyone in and out, unless they're a regular that I've seen 1,000 times. So, check people all night long. Doesn't matter if you step in or out for a minute. Everyone's getting searched. So, except for the people that I just named. So, these four guys come in, and this guy, when I was going to search him, he kept moving. And I was like, stop. And he kept moving. He eventually stopped, and then I searched him. And then when he got past me, he like bucked at me. And I was like, you know what? You guys are out of here. So I took them all and I started walking up towards the door. And then Mike's like, hold on, I'm going to go outside and talk to him. So we went outside and he talked to him for 30 seconds, a minute. And then he's like, Dan's going to search you guys inside. You know, he said it in Spanish. So they came in and I searched him again. This guy kept eyeballing me. I already told you this story, but yeah. I'm getting hyped just talking about it. So when he came back in, he kept looking at me, just kept eyeballing me, and I'm just staring at him like my normal security guard stance, like arms crossed, hat, trying to look tough because I have to look tough. He kept eyeballing me, and then a couple minutes later, he was over at the other part of the bar, and I saw Mike, the other security guard. I saw him stand over near these guys, and whenever he's standing near people, it's usually for a reason, like either someone's going to fight or there's an argument. Because we try to stop all fights inside the bar, like I said. So he keeps looking at me, and I'm sitting on the edge of the pool table, and I'm literally, it's gonna be hard to portray this image, but I'm like tilting my head at the door, like seeing if he like wanted to go outside, and then he came up to me. So I got my hand ready. I literally thought he was gonna swing on me. I literally thought I was so hyped for this like 2 seconds, and then he said, "Come with me." I was like, "Oh, hell yeah." So it's literally, it sounded too good to be true, but it wasn't. It was great. So I got to the door. I took off my earpiece, set down my ASP, the extendable baton, set down my walkie, and I went outside, and Mike was there, and he's like, what's up? I was like, hey, told me to follow him outside. And he's like, all right. He went around the corner. So we went around the corner, and his friends are trying to literally stop this. They're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And I'm like, no, like, he wanted me to come outside. So anyways, he's tried swinging on me at one point, and then Mike was in the way. He was like, you guys, stop. So I spun around Mike and around the other guy, and the guy tried swinging, like, put out. This guy probably never been in a fight ever in his life, the way he was swinging. So for about 2 seconds, I felt bad, but then I didn't, because he said, come with me. If you're bucking at someone and then you ask to step outside, that means you want to fight, right?
That's clearly what it
means. Okay. So when he threw up his hands, and I spun around Mike and the other dude. The dude swung again. I had a mean left hook. It was all boom, and he fell in it. What the funniest thing about this was, he fell in this huge divot. You know, like when you you're on a highway and you hit this huge divot and like wrecks. It feels like it wrecks your car in your life, and like your soul leaves your body. You know, that's the type of divot was. He fell in the water. And I'm not 100% proud of it, but it was like, bro, like I want to fight, but two, I'm not gonna fight any random Joe. But he said, follow me. He wanted to fight. He called me out, and he told me to come outside. So we got it. I got it. He didn't get it.
No, he got it.
But there's some crazy stuff that goes on in that place, man. Just like, sometimes they'll like start arguing inside, and then the other security guards, they'll say, no, go outside. So then they'll go outside and throw it down, and we'll sit down. Well, not sit down, but we'll stand and watch. Oh my gosh, man, I love it. Speaking of, I think, did I show you the video of that fight the one time? Uh-uh. It was like an 8-second clip. I didn't show you? Well, anyways, these two guys were outside chilling, just leaning on a car, just chilling, minding their own business. These two guys roll up from the bar across the street, horizontal. It's like 60 yards away, right across the street. These two guys that were coming up, they clearly have been in a fight. Like, one of their shirts was kind of ripped, their hair was messed up. And they were talking to one of the security guards in Spanish. And one of the guys, like, punches one of the tables that's outside. And we're like, I was like, all right, well, you're stupid for that. But and then he looks over at the two guys that are just minding their business, not saying anything. And he runs over. He, like, walks over and he pushes one of the guys in the face. I don't know if he gave him a look or something. But when he pushed the guy in the face, I was like, whoa, whoa. And the other security guard, his name's Lewis, he's like, nah, let it go. I was like, all right, work. So the two guys that were minding their own business, they all went out into the parking lot. And the two guys that were minding their own business tuned up the other two guys. Oh, man, it was like, man, these two guys, they literally were just chilling. And then the two guys that were talking trash got tuned up. And I got a quick little video of it. Oh, it was great. But it is exciting, definitely, at the bar. That's only a couple of the fights that we've had, but definitely tons. There's always more. It's exciting. I'm glad you got to see a little bit of it.
Yeah, man, it was definitely an experience.
All right, bro, I got one question before I want to end this. You ready?
What's up?
I ask everyone, mostly everyone, the same thing. What's one thing you want to say to the listeners? Yeah, I didn't tell you about it.
You didn't. Well, I guess the first thing that I would say is thank you guys for listening. Please continue to support the channel, the station. I don't know, man. I don't know. If you don't think that Lil Wayne is a top 10 rapper, you're freaking crazy. And I need you to do some history and reevaluate your life, better yet. If you're not an Eagles fan, you need to do something else with your life. I'm not an Eagles fan. And I feel sorry for you, Dan. hopefully, I am invited to do it again. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. And, yeah, Jesus is Lord.
Bro, I appreciate you. You guys, this has been another episode of the Weekly Hangover. We'll talk to you later. Peace.